Right, 17 minutes to 10. It's 2 months since referendum result day, 2 months since the big Brexit victory. June the 24th was the day we woke up to the historic news that the UK had voted to leave the EU. It seems that some of the on the Remain side still haven't given up. The Labour leadership contender Owen Smith is demanding a fresh vote, either another referendum or a general election on the terms of the final Brexit deal. Is that in any way realistic? Bishop Stephen Lowe, the commentator, is with us this morning. Bishop, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the businessman, Erwin Armstrong. Good morning, Erwin.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning. What do you think, Stephen? So Owen Smith's essentially saying here, let's have another run at it. Why doesn't he accept?
I don't think that's fair.
Why doesn't he accept the will of the British people? They voted.
No, actually, what he is saying is we were not told, because they didn't know, what the basis of the deal would be when we left, when we voted Brexit. Therefore, the British people should be given an opportunity to vote on the deal, which is negotiated with our European partners in terms of Brexit. And if that deal is not satisfactory, then under those circumstances, it should be put to the British people for an opportunity for them to say, no, we don't want to leave after all.
And another referendum.
The problem is that we were actually not told the truth throughout the whole of the campaign.
But both sides say that.
Both sides behaved extremely badly, and actually there are so many important unanswered questions that it's not fair on the British people and the people of Northern Ireland particularly, because of the unresolved issues to do with the border, the British people should be given an opportunity to decide whether in the light of the negotiations we still want to leave.
Stephen, there are pretty dodgy pledges made during a general election. No one runs the general election again.
Well, that's different because at least there's a manifesto which can be challenged. We had so many promises written on the side of buses, promises told which certainly now are laughable, like £350 million a week going into the NHS.
This is sour grapes. Dry your eyes. You lost the vote.
It's not sour grapes. The fact is people like Boris Johnson sold the British people an enormous pup, and we are going to be paying the price of that, particularly when Davis and Fox actually find that they cannot gain access to the single market without free movement of labour. And that is going to be the basis of the negotiation. And as a result, I think it's fair to say that the promises made will be found to be absolutely worthless.
Erwin?
I have never heard such a load of non-democratic nonsense. The Conservative Party issued a manifesto. It said we will have a referendum on whether we stay or we go. They kept their word. They held the referendum. The people voted that they wanted to leave. They said the United Kingdom should not remain a member of the European Union. So that's where we are. That's what the manifesto promised. We have now got a government that has said Brexit means Brexit. Let's get on with it. You know, the concentration, if you want to put it like that, on the people who voted to leave and what they said, and I, as you know, everybody knows, didn't agree with it. But it's now been fully accepted by the people who said it. All the rubbish that was put out by the Remain campaign.
But we still don't know what Brexit actually means, even after it's been voted.
The European Union.
Well, on what terms? Is there going to be free movement?
Yeah, no.
What controls are going to be in immigration? Are we staying in the single market, Erwin?
I would suggest we will have a compromise in the middle of
it. You don't know. Listen to you stalling yourself. You don't know.
No, wait a minute, Stephen. You can never know going into a negotiation where it ends. I go into negotiations every day. I can tell you what I want, but when I walk out the door...
So we don't know. Don't know what Brexit means, as in the terms.
No, we know what Brexit means. We don't know what the agreement will be under Brexit.
Brexit means at all for the lives of ordinary people.
No, Brexit means we leave the European Union.
But the consequences of leaving the European Union have never been properly explained to the British people.
They were asked a simple question. Do you want to remain a member of the European Union? And the majority of the people, despite all of the nonsense and all of the rubbish and all of the lies, said, we want to leave. That's what happened. And now it's time for people to accept. We held a democratic referendum. People said they wanted to leave the European Union. There was no conditional answer. Do you want to leave the European Union under the following circumstances, A, B, C, D, E, F, G? It was, do you want to leave the European Union? And
well,
that's the decision that I've taken.
A piece of a television or something in a shop, and you're told that it will work, and you're told, given all sorts of promises about what that piece of that television actually will do for you, and you take it home, and you find actually that what the guy said in the first place just aren't true. You have a legal right to go back and say, no, I don't want this anymore. Now, why can't the British people have exactly that same opportunity?
No.
If they say, in the light of the deal that is negotiated, yes, we still want to leave, that seems to me leaving on the basis of a deal that you don't know actually what you're getting seems to me to be totally unfair.
Where is the meltdown, Stephen Lowe, that people like you supported the message being pumped to the British public would happen, that there will be financial Armageddon, that the stock market will collapse. The Chancellor told us there would be an emergency budget. And then, of course, he said we didn't need one. Where's all that meltdown?
I've actually said, Stephen, already, that I felt the Remain campaign was badly led, badly run, and some of the fear processes that were put into the Remain campaign were appalling. But I would say to you that we are still in the process of discovering what Brexit means. What is quite clear that we're unprepared as a nation anyway to be able to renegotiate our way out of the European Union. This is a massive process. We've got about 120 negotiators. We need about 2,000. The civil service isn't ready. And actually extracting ourselves from European laws, which are there to protect workers' rights, protect our environment, there to protect...
European Union. I have previously described the European Union as a sclerotic, archaic relic of the 1950s and 60s. It still remains that. It still remains the euro is very insecure and will probably collapse. There is still a possibility the whole thing is going to break up. We want to be out of it before that happens.
The French are sclerotic. Their economies are about to collapse. Frankly, not true.
The European Union
of anti-European rhetoric, which has got no substance.
No, the European Union is without doubt sclerotic. I don't care what you say, it's archaic. It is not fit for purpose in the 21st century.
But we might end up with an EU light, Erwin, at the end of this, mightn't we?
We could very well end up with an EU light. That is correct. I mean, you can look at commentators around the world who are carefully examining the euro today. I said it before the referendum. They're repeating it now all the time. It is unlikely the euro can be sustained over the medium term because of the disparity between the different economies. We need to get out before that happens, not after.
So, Stephen,
we're not in the euro. We're not in the eurozone at all. That's a different issue.
No. But we need to get out of that before
Stephen,
it does.
Stephen,
you only have a single market.
Stephen, if Article 50 is triggered, now Article 50 is the trigger that means that the official countdown begins to Brexit, and there's 2 years to complete the process. That's what happens. What if the final deal, the negotiation, is rejected in a second referendum? Does that undo the first referendum totally? Or does it leave us in limbo? What happens then?
Under those circumstances, the British government would then, presumably, have to, if there was a second referendum on the basis of the deal, then I think the government that actually negotiated that deal would probably have to resign, and we'd have to have a general election with a new manifesto as to what we were wanting to do, either stay
so
in
you
or
would void...
part of
ah.
the political party.
So you do want to void the democratic referendum that happened just a few weeks ago?
No, not at all. It's not a void, Stephen. It is actually
voided.
Giving the British people a chance to make a judgment on the negotiation.
You want to undo it.
And that seems to me quite reasonable when we didn't know the deal.
Alex.
We didn't know what the package was we were going
Alex
to get.
Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I guess listen, a couple of thoughts struck me. First of all, we're talking about a second referendum. We had the first referendum to join the European Common Market in the 70s. We won to stay in it. So now we've had a third referendum. So you can't possibly have another referendum. Something to me doesn't make sense. But you know, I do take the point your other contributor made there. If the deal, a lot of promises were made, we are going to get all this, a really good deal. We're going to get trade deals around the world. We're going to get this. If none of that comes to pass, is it not fair that the people have a check and have a second say?
Okay,
on,
Alex.
Not on the.
Alex, thank you very much.
On the proposed deal.
Thank you, sir. Erwin Armstrong, thank you. Always nice to talk to you. Bishop Stephen Lowe, thank you very much.